Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. I'm Andy White, and I'm joined by Matt Daly, Paid Performance Account Manager here at Site Visibility. Hello, Matt.
Hello again.
Paid social advertising update, Matt. This is we used to have Kelvin brain dumps. This is a Matt brain dump.
This is a Matt brain dump.
Matt, proceed with your brain dump.
So recently, you may be aware already, Facebook has had a new update in their platform for paid advertising. So previously it used to work on a campaign, and then underneath that campaign there'd be adverts. So managing those adverts was confusing, stressful, and I'm sure many people lost a lot of hair.
Even those that didn't have any hair.
Basically, what they've done is now, actually, is they've put an ad set in between the campaign and the adverts, which now allows you to optimize your campaigns better and actually gain more insight into your campaign and see what's working better.
An ad set. So explain how this works.
With the new campaign structure, it's got a campaign. Underneath that, it's an ad set, and then it has the adverts within the ad set. So how that works is you might have a job application campaign. Underneath that, you've got your ad sets. So that might be split down into a newsfeed ad and a right-hand column ad. So that is the placement in which they're being advertised. Underneath that, you have adverts. So you can then do different targeting for all of your different ads. Maybe you're targeting customer service. Maybe you're targeting hospitality and management. What that allows you to do is really define your categories and also optimize them and know which ones are performing the best based on different types of placement, such as your newsfeed or your right-hand column.
So these ad sets, do they govern where on the page the ads end up? Is that how they work? Is it a positional thing?
So no, the ad set is just really the way in which the campaign is set up. So you have one campaign, and then in order to make things more efficient, you can split that down into placement, or you might not choose to split it down into placement. But what I've ended up doing is splitting these into things like, so I've got one for newsfeed, one for right-hand column. If I had sponsored page posts, I might break that down into a paid post. Or for example, if I wanted to do different types of targeting, maybe I want to do some of the new custom audience targeting. I might create an ad set which is about custom audience targeting. So it doesn't really have to be based around where they're positioned on the page. It's more about how you want to kind of structure your campaign. It's just what this new update has given you is more structure and insight into your campaign. Well, more accessible to insight.
Yeah. And were people struggling with it before then? How was it difficult before?
I think if you're managing a lot of advertisements, it did become confusing because there's so many different naming conventions. And in order to get the most insight out of the campaign, you really did have to go through and export all the raw data and then do your insight there and then. But what this gives you, it gives you a top level insight, and that allows you to optimize your bids quickly, effectively, and really easy.
Cool. Now, Matt, you've got some tips, haven't you, under this new regime?
Indeed.
What are the tips?
The new regime, we've got five top tips for new businesses using Facebook advertising.
Okay.
So number one is think about what interests the end user and create compelling content that encourages engagement and achieves an end business goal. And I said this in one of my other podcasts, it's always about looking at the end goal, seeing where you want to go and trying to achieve that. And all of your content should be built around that.
Very much like development.
Yeah.
You have a spec, which is like the end goal.
Yeah.
And then you use that to do your tests. But anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. What's the second
sidetrack? So number two, make the most of the targeting available and optimize regularly to drive more engagement on your ads. So I wrote this down because there is loads and loads of targeting available on Facebook. And in order to kind of get the most out of your campaign, sometimes it's good to do broad targeting. Sometimes it's good to do very niche targeting. So looking into targeting, which is very specific to your audience. And what I would always recommend is testing with the bids in order to optimize and maximize engagement on your ads. And something to say there as well is that every time of the day, it's going to be more competitive or less competitive. So it's always good to play around with your bidding throughout the day, because there will be times where it's less expensive and times where it's more expensive.
Yeah.
So in order to get that consistency, you need to kind of make sure that you're optimizing regularly.
So timing is crucial.
Timing is crucial. So we've got three now, which is separate your ad sets into groups of placements, such as newsfeed and right-hand column. What this will allow you to do is measure your results more effectively and get the most out of your budget that you're being, that you're spending. So we talked about this previously, and I think it's really important to make sure that you're optimizing and obviously keeping your ads in a perfect structure so that you can get the most insight out of your campaign. And effectively, what you're going to be doing with this is getting the most out of your budget. So that's why I put that in number three. So we've got number four here, which is test bright, vibrant images to capture the attention of the end user and increase engagement.
I've heard this before about the importance of images on Facebook.
Yeah. So if you are a business advertising on Facebook and use quite a dull, bland image, maybe it's even your logo, it's not always going to engage in the same way which a bright, vibrant image engages. I think when you use something colourful, it does capture the attention of the user. And more importantly, what that will then go on to do is increase the engagement. Number five is try using questions in the header of your ad in order to increase engagement. So what we've found is that some studies show that click-through rates appear to be higher on Facebook ads when a question is asked. So I think it's really important to test advertisements with questions, because people are likely to engage with it. And I think you will find yourself getting that slightly better level of engagement. For example, if you're a car insurance website, you might type in, "Are you over 50? Looking for a cheap deal? Come to our website and we'll see how we can help you." And they might put a vibrant image in there. And if they're targeting it at the right time of the day with the right audience of people, they might get a higher level of engagement. And it's about taking all of these five top tips and then applying that to your campaigns.
This notion of asking questions is quite powerful, isn't it? Because we see that on email subjects, we see that on blog post titles. So I suppose it just carries across here, doesn't it, to the Facebook advertising?
Yeah, I think all types of marketing actually should be integrated together. So thinking about the way in which other aspects of marketing work, you should really trial and test things on Facebook as you would on Twitter or in an email.
Mm.
And the best way to be is natural.
Matt, just before we sign off, I'm interested in Power Editor. I know this is a feature that's been around for a while. I suspect there might be people out there that don't know about it. Could you just tell us what Power Editor is and what you can do with it?
Okay, so Power Editor is really useful for digital campaigns on Facebook. What it can be used for is managing your paid advertisements and also using it to do some organic posting with some additional benefits, such as call to action buttons. Mm. On Power Editor now, you can go in and you can select messages or posts that you want to share with audiences, and you can put call to action buttons on them. So previously where I would have been doing organic posts for my clients just through the normal interface on Facebook, what I'm starting to do now is actually insert call to action buttons on there as well. It's a very hidden little gem, which is proving quite powerful, and seeing some great increases in click through based on that. So by call to actions, what we might be talking about is trying to get someone to click through and download a guide or download our podcast today. And what we can then do is we can actually stick buttons onto the organic post. So this, we're not paying for this now. It's not a paid advertising thing. So
you can actually have buttons in the ads then, Matt. And when you click it, it sort of follows the link that you said was the call to action.
Yeah.
Is that right? That's really powerful.
So we can put call to action buttons into organic posts and ads. So it's a really great way to increase engagement. But with Power Editor, the main use for it is to create advertisements in bulk. So on Facebook, you would usually use the Ads Manager, where you can create similar adverts. And you can kind of do that, but it takes a long time. But with Power Editor, what that allows you to do is export ads, and then in Excel, you can mass upload, re-upload onto Facebook a larger set of ads with all your targeting. So it's kind of a lot easier to recreate advertisements in mass, for example. Some other great features of Power Editor is the fact that you can now do retargeting through it. So you can create a pixel to place on your client's website or your website, and then that will in time build up a data pool of users, and then you can then use that data pool to actually target on Facebook. So it's creating new opportunities for you to really engage in that sense with people that might have visited your website and then left the website, and then you can kind of send them an ad to try and get them back. Maybe they've left during a main conversion point on your website. So maybe you can send them an ad saying, "Oh, did you leave us? You left too soon. Why not come back and shop more?"
Powerful stuff indeed. Matt, as usual, fantastic information. So that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Sitevisibility.com/IM podcast is the place to go if you want to find us online. Send questions and emails to podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. We have a phone number, +44 1273 256 150, for audio messages and questions. And of course, please visit us on iTunes and leave reviews. We like reviews, don't we, Matt?
We love them.
So that's all from us, and we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.